First of all, you know, before Pesach, it's not only the cleaning, it's also the issue of throwing out the chametz and getting rid of the chametz, especially at the more religious homes. Some do not do it, of course, but most do it. Even the Masorati, what we call them, do it. And so we're throwing away a considerable amount of food at home level. And we're talking about, if we want to talk about numbers, then we're throwing about overall about 300 or even more, 350 to 400 shekels per household just in that time period. Because, for instance, in fruit and vegetables, compared to a regular month, there's an increase of about 20%. We're going up from 160 to almost 190 shekels that we're going to throw away because of the chagim, or the preparations towards Passover. Now, interestingly enough, the other way around, it's going to happen after Pesach. You know that whoever observes and gets rid of the chametz before, then after after Pesach, most of them are going to get rid of the food that they collect, the special food prepared, which is not chametz, right? So they're going to throw that away and start purchasing again additional food that maybe they need, maybe they don't. But they won't use the food that was there before, because now it's after Pesach. So we're throwing away before, and we're also throwing away after. Now, if it was only at the household, then that would be one issue, but it's all over the country, actually. We see the retailers. We see an increase in the retailers of about 15 to 20% increase within the retailers, so the amount that they're throwing away. We're talking about in fruit and vegetables, at the regular month, it's about 410 tons a month. And then at the in the month of April, where Pesach is, of course, part of it, we're seeing almost 470,000 tons that they're throwing away. So overall, we see an increase of food that is turning to waste, just because of how we observe and how we do. And it's not a complaint; it's just what is happening. Interestingly enough, there's another, the other side of the equation, that's the supply part of the equation. But if we're looking at the demand, we see an increase of about 35% in requests from nonprofits, 35% increase in the volume that we're supporting, because one of the problems in Passover and other holidays that most of the nonprofits don't work in these days, they observe, so they don't work, and then people are trying to get more food for the week or for the 10 days of the holidays. And also part of it is that the school vacation is almost, it's more than 2 weeks, actually, and the kids are at home. And then when they're home, then there's no, the meal program at the schools, where they usually receive the food, now it has to be at home. So there's an actual need for more food. It's not only the preparation for the next 10 days of the holidays, but it's also because the kids are at home. So we're seeing a lot of changes in food, in the way that the industry changes the practice or the way that it works. And also we see that same change affecting homes because of the kids being there and the real need and requirement for more food. And we feel that. We see a lot of requests that are coming into the organization, whether it's private people that don't know how the system works and come to us. And when they do come to us, we refer them, of course, to a local agency, and we follow up and seeing that they actually called and that the agency can support them. But we see an increase in this throughout the holidays, which will peter out later on in the month.
So during this period specifically, is there any way or any increased activity of Lekkit in terms of food rescue and trying to sort of bridge that gap?
We are trying. I mean, we just in this month, if we're looking at the past month, then we rescued over 1,700 tons of fresh produce. And that's a considerable amount. Our usual average is about 1,200 a month, 1,200 tons a month. And so we see an increase and we're also putting more effort to that because we want to match or try and match as much as we can the need that the agencies are showing or the people what they need for that. So we're trying to match that. It's very difficult. The season, you know, we had a very, very rainy season, and in one hand it was very good for the crops. On the other hand, it was also a very cold spell, so we're seeing a decline in the amount of available produce. On the other hand, was spreading out more, so we actually managed, that could actually manage to increase what's done. And also, I think it has to do with the holiday, the Passover spirit, that farmers are more, are more cooperative in this and trying to donate as much as they can towards the holidays.